You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Charlottesville locals Jeff Leonard and Rod Howard wanted to give something back to their community, so they started WPVC 94.7, a progressive talk radio station. In this exclusive and intimate interview, Jeff and Rod talk with me about their dream and how it became a reality. I began by asking each of them to talk a little bit about their backgrounds. Here's Rod Howard.
Good afternoon. My name's Rod Howard. I'm the owner of H&H Quality Car Care and Waxmaster Mobile Detailing here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Been in business over the last 26 years.
I'm Jeff Leonard. I've been employed with the Commonwealth of Virginia for the past 20 or 25 years. I've also in a sort of a quasi social service and criminal justice and social justice position. I've got an extensive background also in working in the nonprofit community. I've served on the board of the Piedmont House, on our own drop-in center, and most recently, I've served as the chairman of PACHM, the People and Congregations Engaged in Ministry, which is a local Caritas-type homeless shelter.
Great. Now, it can be a long process from an idea for a new station to launch day. What can you tell our listeners about the process?
Process has had several hurdles to overcome, the easiest of which was the FCC. When Rod and I put together our FCC application, it was granted quickly. So once that was overcome, you know, I looked to my partner Rod, and Rod was able to source us all sorts of things, including our studio.
Being in the community for a long time, getting to network with people, we were able to pull this off by having friends, having the right people in the right places, and it has helped us out a lot to get to where we are today.
And how is the station funded, Jeff?
Well, sadly, we incorporated as a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. So Rod and I were able to go out in the community and take contributions, and we were able to give tax-deductible receipts for that. So that was able to get us a little bit of the way to buy some equipment to begin to move into our studio. But Rod and I largely are self-funding this with the hopes that we will be able to sell underwriting or at least have supporters of the station. And intermixed with our content will be sort of an NPR model of, you know, this hour brought to you by, and other various forms of fundraising.
Now, WPVC is branded as Progressive Talk Radio. What makes Progressive Talk Radio unique, and perhaps more importantly, why should we listen? Jeff?
Why should you listen to Progressive Talk? We live, Charlottesville, Virginia, our reach is an environment that voted 70% and 75% for Barack Obama in the past two election cycles. We are a progressive community. By every measure, city council is dominated by Democrats. The county just elected all six of their supervisors to be progressives. There really wasn't anything out there for people of that progressive nature and mindedness to listen to. Sure, you can listen to, you know, Sean Hannity, you can listen to Glenn Beck, you can listen to Rush Limbaugh, but that's a minority of our community. This really is a business opportunity where we can bring progressive content to people we believe are prepared to receive the messages. And some of our local content, I know Rod wants to reach out to into the local high schools and to involve some people that wouldn't normally have an opportunity to be heard on the air. Maybe Rod could talk about what his dreams are for having some of the underprivileged individuals around.
Yeah, one of the things that I would like to be able to do is within the community is to give back. With this, having this station on air, helping people to learn things that they typically wouldn't learn in an everyday lifespan. One of the things would be to bring some of the students, some of the lower community. Years ago, there are a lot of people out there that really do not know how to get good credit or bad credit. Well, bad credit is always you know how to get good credit. There's so many people in this community today that, you know, they don't know how to go out and physically get a bank loan, get a credit card. Some of the things with this with the radio station is that we want to give back is starting helping people in the community learn these things, be able to show them, you know, what to do to get credit, how to apply for a loan, how to typically what the world is like. You know, we're lacking teaching a lot of people, young people, the things in life that they really need to focus on.
Now, conservative radio is probably known by most people. Progressive is a newer term, not as well known. Can you talk a little bit about how progressive radio differs from conservative radio?
Well, let's look back at, I think that 100 years from now, historians will look back at this era of conservative talk with absolute amazement. It is what they do. The conservative media machine is absolutely a perfect design. A conservative wakes up in the morning, turns on Fox News to get his talking points or her talking points for the day. You've got Megyn Kelly or whoever runs their morning show. They hit on three or four, you know, Obama's awful, we got to repeal Obamacare, whatever the talking point of the day is. So they're having their breakfast, they're getting that messaging. All of a sudden, they get in their car, they turn the radio on, boom, those same three talking points pop up again. Wow, that's amazing. We've heard it twice now. It must be true. So they get to their work, and they turn on their email, and the Breitbart Report emails start coming in, and Karl Rove's emails start coming in for all the listservs they signed up for. And they're like, wow, man, they really must be onto something. So then they get in their car to go to lunch, and they turn on Rush Limbaugh, and oh, my God, Rush Limbaugh all of a sudden is talking about the same thing. Wow, this is an epidemic. And they go home, and then all of a sudden Sean Hannity comes on and Bill O'Reilly come on, and what do you know? They're talking about the same thing. I could tell you, no matter how ridiculously untrue something is, if you get it packaged and delivered that slickly, that skillfully, time and time again, you're going to start to believe it. It is amazing how they do that. So I think the progressives have yet to embrace the branding or the power of media and access to the media. Some of the stuff, you know, a few of the progressive talkers have gone on to really good things or really important things, like Ed Schultz has become very popular. Rachel Maddow probably is the lion of the progressive talkers, and she as everyone knows, she's hosted a presidential debate. She is she's got her own show. So we have first-tier, progressive, nationally syndicated talk shows coming on, and we're going to intersperse that with hopefully positive messaging coming from our local community. Today is Veterans Day when we're recording this. This morning, an individual walked in who was the past president of Veterans for Peace, and he says, I have an idea. Can you guys help me get the word out? We've got something to say, no war toys for Christmas. Is there a way you can get something like that so people realize that war is serious business? And when you give a kid a toy gun when he's 3 or 4 years old, you know, that might not be the best idea. You know, so if someone comes in here or comes to Rod's shop or any of Rod's businesses and says, hey, I got an idea, can you help me get word out? You know, we're feeding the homeless or whatever. That's something that we want to do. We want to be able to have individuals come in and have access to the airways where they previously have not.
Rod, would you like to add something to that?
Jeff is absolutely right. One of the things that we, both of us together, has looked at is that we want to give back to the community that we, you know, born and raised in. There's a lot of people who get news from all over the world, and they get different stories about different things. Being in the community, seeing what's going on, you know, I'm 26 years of business, 46 years of being in the community. A lot of people are missing out on stuff that's happening in their own town each day. And by doing this station that we're doing, we're trying to keep things local, people up to date of what's going on, not what's going on in California, not what's going on in D.C. You know, it's like to know, but we're not getting the things that are happening here in our own hometown and getting the word out to support ourselves. So that's, you know, that's what we're really focusing on also.
One of the reasons we were able to secure this FCC license is because Rush Limbaugh's on in every market. Clear Channel Communications, wherever they call iHeartMedia, whatever they are now, they own 850 radio stations. The same radio station is on in every market. There's no local content in this market. Sure, some of the other radio stations mix in a little bit of stuff. I mean, I have to give them credit. But there's no long-form, current shows that go on each week that people can have destination radio for. I tell you, this past week or 2 weeks ago, there was a really heated and nasty election for the Albemarle County Commonwealth Attorney's Office, Commonwealth Attorney's race, and between Robert Tracy and Denise Lunsford. We were able, after having 13 days on the air, we were able to land the debate between the two of them, moderated by who I think is the premier defense attorney, Andre Hakes, who has her own show now here. And because Rod and I have spent so much time in this community, we have unique access to individuals who otherwise corporate entities wouldn't know existed. Now, because of Rod's businesses, not a day goes by where
you know, Jeff was making a point here. I do own several businesses here in town. My father told me years ago, you know, if I was to take a chair or sofa and put it down in one of my offices and have someone come in, which I get phone calls after phone calls, people visiting with problems. Everyone has a problem. We're all human beings. You know, we put our parents' leg on one leg at a time. But one of the things that I have found out in many, many years of being in business, people need someone to talk to. People need to come in, whether it's, you know, me changing a light bulb or me giving them advice. They need people to look up to. They just want to come in and, you know, tell you that sad story, what problems they had today. And I'm one of those guys that lending ear and listen to what they have to say. And a lot of people have dreams that, you know, they think it's dreams, but I've been able to help a lot of people make their dreams come true. And doing what we have done, I'm sure has made Jeff's dream come true over the years. But myself personally, you know, I'm one of the guys that will listen. I will help. I will loan a lending hand. I will take the shirt off my back. I'm just a down-to-earth guy that will, you know, have that caring hand. And that's one of the things that I focus on and I think Jeff likes about me is that he can lean on me and I'm always there. I'm going to be there.
One of the things I think that makes Rod so successful in his business is he, a lot of people can say these five words, but very few people can deliver on these five words. When someone walks into Rod's shop, be it for, you know, someone's in jail, someone needs a lawyer, someone needs their car cleaned, someone needs something done, Rod says these five words, "I'll take care of it." And you know it's done. And that's kind of how in my business I've always sort of led my life is when I say I'm going to take care of it, it's done. And we all know, Rod knows, I know, a lot of people that want to help but aren't particularly good at it. They'll promise you the world, but when it comes time to give of themselves and give out of their pocket to help others, they're really not willing to do it. There's a demarcation there. There's a water's edge. And Rod and I both believe that when we tell each other, "I'll take care of it," or we tell in a business perspective, it's going to get done. When someone walks in here and says, "Hey, I want to do this," and when we tell you it's going to be done, I guarantee you it's going to be done. And that's why people like us. And that's why people coming back to us is because when we say we're going to do something, we do it. How long have we working on this radio station?
About 2 years.
What do people keep saying to us?
When is it coming? You know, one of the things that I've, an old saying my grandmother taught me years ago, never promise anyone tulips. Well, she was saying a rose garden and you give them tulips. And I never could understand what she meant by that. It was like, what are you talking about? What are you saying? And at the end of the day, it all makes sense. If you make a promise to someone that you're going to do something, stick to that promise. And at the end of the day, you will be well rewarded for what you stick to. It took me a while to get that, but now I understand. Having people come in that, you know, need things, that, you know, want things, don't understand. I'm the type of guy that I will there's never a no answer for me. In my lifetime of going with my businesses, there were always people that kept telling me no. And I'm the type of person that's got to figure out, why are you telling me no? And I have to prove them wrong. I went into a little story years ago. I first started. I was 19 years old when I went into business. And I went to the bank to try to get a loan. And no one would want to lend me any money when I was young. And I couldn't figure out why. And I remember a banker, I won't give any names, that told me that I would never make it. Well, it's 26 years later, and I own several businesses here in Charlottesville, and I went to go look for that banker, but he's no longer there anymore. But, you know, it was a determination that I was going to make it. And every business that I started, it wasn't from any bank's money. It was from me putting in sweat and equity every day. And each day I show up at all four of my businesses, and it's me that you see. It's not the front person. It's me sitting there handling problems, dealing with anything. And that's how you become successful, is right people in the right place works. But when they come into your business, they're looking for your face.
That's also what if I could speak for Rod, which I do so frequently, which tends to frustrate us both. A lot of people coming up today, kids that may have looked like Rod or may have been in Rod's situation when he's 16, 17 years old, a lot of times they think that things are just given to them, and they're really not. And guys like Rod, I think, are emblematic of the success story that he represents. Is he was in their shoes, and no one gave him anything, and he's built himself into something that I think any kid coming out of CHS or Albemarle High School can look at and say, "Wow, I'm really amazed with what you've accomplished." The question is, any kid can do that, but are they willing to put the work in? Are they willing to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay at work till 10 o'clock at night? Are they willing to, you know, extend of themselves and cut and take a haircut for the first couple of years so that they can develop and live their dream? And we want to take kids and take individuals and show them that you need two things. You need a good idea, and you need hard work. And if you have those two things, and third thing, you surround yourself with the right people, you can own a radio station. Shocking.
I'm sensing a lot of real camaraderie between you two as principals of this new station. Would either of you like to talk a little bit about your friendship?
That's a long story. We met through a couple of attorneys, We are sort of in the same business. We both sort of look for people for a living sometimes. And Rod and I were able to, we became professional acquaintances. And that professional acquaintance sort of grew into sort of a personal reliance. And
well, it's trust. It took a lot of trust. One of the things about me is that a lot of people like to surround themselves with me, and I like to give. My old saying years ago, you have friends and you have associates. And I didn't understand that years ago until my grandmother told me another story about trees and the roots and limbs. So you have strong people that you surround yourself with are the roots that stick in the ground. There's branches that hang on trees. When the wind blows, those branches break off. Those are not the people you want to surround yourself with the branches. You want to get root people that stays in the ground. So when the wind blows, those limbs may fly away, but those roots are going to stay in the ground. And being around Jeff for the last 15, 16 years now, we've learned a lot. We've grown a lot with each other. We had to build trust because there for a while, there was a little trust issue that he had to build himself up to me so I trusted him. And that trust has gone a long ways and it's put us where we're at today.
Yeah, trust is not something that comes easy to Rod Howard. You know, Rod, I think Rod, as a one of the most successful African-American businessmen in the community, I think Rod is ripe for being taken advantage of. I think people try to take advantage of him frequently. And I think what our relationship is based on is those five words, is I'll take care of it. God, I hope that's five words. It'd be embarrassing if it wasn't. I'll take care of it. And that's how friendships are developed, how personal bonds are developed, is if you go to somebody and say, I need this done, or will you do this for me? and they do it, you'll keep going back to them and keep going back to them, and then they'll come to you. And then that's how any relationship, any business, any friendship is developed, is the fact that when someone says they're going to do something, it gets done. It gets done correctly. And a lot of times there's no there's no quid pro quo. You know, you're not expecting anything in return other than that person's continued friendship.
That's great, guys. Now, getting back to the station, the station's tagline is "Where facts matter." But in American politics, one man's facts can often be another man's lies. What can you tell us about your commitment to find the real facts behind the issues?
Yeah, Where Facts Matter, I was shocked to find that wherefactsmatter.com URL was available. So we were able, through one of Rod's companies, to pay the $9.99 to snag that URL. Facts in media right now really don't matter. Media is garbage right now. You take two... All right, so hard-hitting journalism now. Take Anderson Cooper, for instance. Anderson Cooper is some runway model who happens to be well-spoken, who's on CNN. So Anderson Cooper, or whoever the runway model talking head is, you sit there and let's say you have gun control as your issue. So you got one person that wants to confiscate all the guns on one side, and you got somebody from, the NRA who thinks that you should be issued a gun, when you're 2 years old. And they just scream at each other, and they talk over each other. And there's no facts, there's no debate, there's no exchange. And then after 5 minutes of them screaming at each other, they say, well, there you have it. And that's hard-hitting journalism. No, that's garbage. That's not hard-hitting journalism. That's nonsense. One of the things that I truly believe that this degradation of journalistic nonsense has led to is people cannot disagree without being disagreeable. As soon as you have a disagreement with someone over immigration, over gun control, over death penalty, whatever your social justice causes of the day, you immediately attach negative intent and you don't like that person personally just because of that they have a difference of opinion. What I want to do, or what we want to do, is I want to have an area, let's say Rod and I disagree on immigration. I want to sit down, make a radio show or station that's open enough to where we sit down and say, okay, where do we agree on these topics? Okay, gun control. We agree that convicted felons who have violent backgrounds, or we can agree that the guy, John Hinckley, who shot Ronald Reagan when he gets out of St. Elizabeth Hospital, probably shouldn't have a gun. We can agree on that, okay? So we look for points of agreement rather than points of disagreement. And at the end of the day, most people, as we're all human, probably agree more than they disagree. But yet controversy sells in media, and people screaming at each other gets ratings, and none of us want that. I think that's poisoning our well.
You're absolutely right, Jeff. You're talking about that. I was looking at a few shows on TV, and I don't know if I can say the names of them on the air, but we can. You have shows like How I Almost Got Away with It, Moonshiners. A good criminal watches these shows. So the media is putting this out there for them to do, and say, okay, well, I almost got away with it for 20 years, but let me show you how I got caught. So you're teaching me these things, but maybe I'll be out 5 more years longer because I won't make those same mistakes that you just made. You tell people how to make moonshine. This is how I got caught. I was in moonshine business for 20 years, but, one of my friends, you're putting it all out there for people to try. Kids, they grow up today, they look at TV, they look at radio, and all these things are there. So what are they going to do? They don't have anything to get into? Well, I'm going to be like Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm going to go and be put on a ski mask and go to the schools and shoot up a school.
I want to be Omar from The Wire.
It's there, and every day you turn on, we're talking. It's true, but the more you just put it out there, the more return we're going to get on our investment, that someone else is going to do that in the next 30 days.
And Rod, how do you see that being different from the internet? I mean, all of the things you said are floating around the internet. What's the difference?
I think the internet needs to be better controlled by a parent or guardian when you let a kid roam on a computer, you know, it's all about home training. What goes on at home, there's family members that you can put, there's guards and things that you can put on the internet to stop people from going to certain sites. Internet's poison. It's there. I mean, it's a tool that in the beginning it was to help, but now you can YouTube and Google anything and it's going to show you how to do it. Basically, it's home training.
Yeah, internet's, Rod is exactly right. The internet is no different than any other tool that you have in your house. It's no different than a gun. It's no different than alcohol. It's no different than prescription pharmaceuticals. It's there, and it's apparent responsibility to teach individuals, especially when they're impressionable, how to responsibly use these tools. University of Virginia, I'm sure, has a lot of problems with first years who have been absolutely sheltered by parents coming there, and all of a sudden they've got a T1 line and no one's looking, and you know, no, and they were never taught how to responsibly use the internet, how to responsibly, you know, consume alcohol, how to responsibly treat women, you know. So it goes back, and largely, you know, people say, well, why don't people be better parents? I mean, a lot of people in Rod's community where he grew up, I'm not gonna let him talk about this, but the people, that they went to prison or they wound up getting killed.
Well, one of the things with society today, it's like a lot of people go to prison. They'll go to prison for 10 or 20 years. You know, of course, the prison system is not the best place to be, but it's prison. They don't have a lot of programs to, when you come back to the society, to put you out on the street. Most of the prisons, when you go, you spend your 20 years, they give you a bus ticket, they send you back, but they put you back in the same environment that you begin in. So it's like, you know, you go for something you did bad, but now we're gonna put you right back in the same environment to see you back in 5 or 10 years. A lot of prisons, jails, they need a program that says, hey, you know, we're gonna teach you this, we're gonna teach you how to get on the computer, we're gonna teach you, you know, how to get the air out of your mom's name, to put the whole air in your own name, how to get an electric bill, to start over, to be able to build themselves. I'm hoping with this radio station that we're putting together is that people will come in and they will ask questions. We want to put people on the air to give you facts. Hey, this is how you fill out an application. This is how you go and apply for a bank loan. This is how you need to be dressed. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm a minority here that we weren't taught growing up. You know, there's Jeff can walk in the place and they'll give him $1 million in a heartbeat. It's never A1, ABC. It's always, with me, it's been A1, A2, A3. It's never been ABCD. But I've learned that and I've dealt with it, but I can teach others how to get around that.
One of the things that we've really been working on here also is restoration of civil rights for convicted felons. Andre Hakes had her first show. She had Virginia Organizing and Steve Deaton on to talk about how people who have been convicted of felonies and been disenfranchised, who can't vote, who can't hold office, who can't serve on juries, how to get their civil rights back. And not a week goes by when someone doesn't come in here or comes to one of us at our offices. Rod sent me a guy the other day. He said, hey, man, it's Rod's friend. I got convicted of a felony back in 1990. Can you help me vote? That makes my day when I'm able to help a person fill out their forms and actually present them with a certificate where they now have had their rights restored. It really is an amazing thing. And another group of people that have come out that are so supportive of what we're doing is they're African American. I guess it's the African American recovery community. They're not all African American. There's some interspersed with other races, but the recovery community has embraced what we're doing like I didn't expect. There, not a day goes by when they don't come in here or they call and they want to know what we're doing, and they want to get on the air. They want us to talk about stuff that's important to them because they know that the only way to maintain sobriety is to fill your time with pro-social, healthy outlets. And they have they're looking at our station as a place where they can get on the air, or where they can talk about things that are important to them, or that if they're having a meeting or if they're having a festival, that they can actually get the word out, and they are helping guide the direction of this station. Sadly, I think it was the Omnibus Crime Control Bill of 1988 or whatever it was, said that people convicted of drug distribution charges cannot hold FCC licenses. And one of the things Rod and I wanted to do was put people who have experienced that, but given back to their community, paid for their crimes, and now are pillars in our community who... One friend of mine, when he walks into the circuit court, the judge will stop court and say, "Hello, sir. How are you?" It's not call him by his name. It's nice to see you. What can we do for you today? Because we know you're here for a specific reason. Some of these people that have been through prison, been through convictions, are some of our best friends. And they are making a difference in our community. And my point about the crime control bill is they couldn't serve on our board because no convicted felon with a drug conviction can hold an FCC license. So I had to tell a very dear friend, "Hey, man, we talked about this radio station, but I can't have you on the board because the government won't let you." And that was one of the most disappointing days for me professionally as it relates to the formulation of the studio.
Now, conservative radio is frequently associated with the Republican Party, but progressive radio, at least in your case, is you're not really associated with the Democratic Party. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are 100% unsupported by the Charlottesville and Albemarle Democratic Party. There are some people that belong to that party that come in here and do volunteer work, and we love them, and we wish we had more. There are people who are... You know, Bernie Sanders fans sitting next to people who support Rand Paul. You know, we progressive ideas, I think, is not it's not just progressive politics. I mean, I think people that support Rand Paul also want to have a healthy environment. You know, I think people that support Donald Trump, which amazes me that he is where he is, really understand, at least they should understand, that one day we're going to run out of oil, and we need to begin to develop strategies for that for that transformation. It goes back to where we agree. It goes back to that whole premise of if you take a hardcore right winger and a hardcore lefty and you sit down and you talk about things where you can agree, if you go into it with sort of a positive intent formation where I want to know where we agree, then I think you're going to get you're going to find a lot of commonality. Rod and I certainly don't agree on all political things. I mean, if you look at us, you would think he's the more progressive, but I think I would be more progressive than you, but you're the businessman. Rod doesn't do politics.
Stay away from that.
As this is being recorded in the fall of 2015, what can you tell our listeners about the station's lineup to this point? Jeff?
So, during the week, we have a list of your progressive syndicated talkers. We've got Bill Press in the morning. We've got Democracy Now!, then followed by Stephanie Miller, who's pretty funny. Probably the best person we have, Tom Harkman. He's the most well-known, and he probably will be our most successful show. Tom Harkman, he's very smart. He has a very good delivery, and it's really hard to argue with him because he has one of those things where... Where when people engage and start yelling at him, he kind of lowers his voice, so he speaks softer to be heard. Rod's got a little bit of that, too. Then after that is the Leslie Marshall Show, and then we re-air Democracy Now! That's sort of hopefully that's just going to pay our bills. That's going to keep our lights on for us. But one of the things that we really are so proud of is the fact that we've got some locally sourced programming. Saturday morning, we have the Heart and Mind Show with Dr. Jeffrey Frazier. That's from 9 to 10. Jeff Frazier has been a longtime friend of ours, and he is probably the premier psychotherapist in Charlottesville until he retired fairly recently. And he was looking for something to do, and we approached him about a radio show, and he was excited. And his show is like an hour of zen. It really is pretty nice. It's soothing to listen to. That's followed by Andre Hakes, who is, if you've ever been in Court Square, she's the lady that walks around with the cowboy hat and the cowboy boots, and is the one that all the defense attorneys wish they could emulate her. I think she is. I know Rod has referred clients to her. I refer clients to her. You know, a person's a good criminal defense attorney when you ask a police officer or a Commonwealth attorney assistant, who, if your mom's in trouble, who would you hire? They'd hire Andre. Andre's doing sort of the intersection of criminal justice and social justice. Let's see, Sunday morning. And then we're also on Friday and Saturday nights, we're doing electronic dance music. Electronic dance music, if you have teenagers, it's that thumping that you hear emanating from their room when they're up there. EDM is the biggest music genre in the world right now. All the hip-hop guys are having to adjust their playlists at their shows because these hip-hop parties are gradually morphing as the hip-hop sort of matures. EDM is becoming more of the local, more of the national and international flavor. So that's Friday and Saturday nights at EDM. And then Sunday, we go back into our locally produced programming. We have Clinton Johnston and Leslie M. Scott Jones are doing Homegrown, which is a show on local arts and entertainment. So if you're putting on a play or if you're producing something locally or a festival, then they're going to have you on and you'll be able to talk about, or if you're having a casting call for something at Live Arts, hopefully we'll be able to know that. Or let's say Rod wants to become an actor and he wants to figure out how to do it. So they will guide you into sort of where to go for your live arts and entertainment. And at 11 o'clock on Sunday, is Rick Moore's Wake Up Call. And Rick Moore has been in the community for 15 years with a radio show. And we were so lucky to have Rick come over here to do our 11 to 12. He gets local and regional guests. He's having Delegate Toscano on this weekend. I'm sure this will go into podcast infamy, so it won't be current always. But on November, whatever, today's November 11th, so 4 days from now, he'll have it on. And then one of the biggest things that Rod and I wanted to do, we have contracted with DJ El Nitro de Mercenero, who is the number one Hispanic DJ in the area, to provide locally produced, based, Spanish-speaking, Central and Latin American-focused content between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Sundays. The Hispanic community here is thriving. Largely, it's been kind of subjected to the shadows. I mean, they work in restaurants. The local Hispanic community works in restaurants, and they work construction, and they work lawn maintenance. But they're here, and they're growing. It's the fastest-growing minority community in Charlottesville, and there's nothing here for them to listen to. So Rod and I thought it was important to they live in our community too, and they need an outlet, and so we hope to be the home for Spanish speaking content on Sunday afternoons.
We're just giving back. We're giving back to the community where we live in for all kinds.
Now, right now, if someone wants to listen to the station, they'll go to 94.7 on their FM dial. Do you have any plans in the future to stream over the internet?
We will be streaming. We'll probably be streaming as soon as next month. It's a financial commitment. So it's, frankly, it's $84 a month to get online to stream, and $84 a month this past month was better suited to get one of our microphones fixed. And we are trying to do this on a budget. We're trying to do this without amassing debt. So that's our next. We're prepared to do it. We just need to start paying the bill to do that. So it's coming very soon.
Now, you've talked a lot about your connection to the community and people who are coming in here to talk about different things that are important to them. If someone wants to volunteer to be a part of this project, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, that's very easy. Go to 947wpvc.org. Or the easiest way, the thing we check the most, because it comes right to our phone, is look us up on Facebook. Just type in 94.7 Charlottesville, 94.7 FM Charlottesville, and it'll pop right up. And just send us a message. And we're staffed with volunteers. No one here gets a paycheck. Both Rod and I, as you probably figured out, have full-time jobs, and we're not making any money. Everything we take in goes to buy equipment. Everything we take in goes to pay rent. And we would love to have anyone interested in learning how to do board operations to give us a call.
Obviously, the most visible people that you have here are the on-air talent. What other kind of assignments would a volunteer be suitable for here?
We're looking for people to read the weather, sports, help clean. That was one of the things. Anything that has to do with radio, as far as reel-to-reel tapes winding back, helping us organize CDs, there's many things that we could use people to help us out. And we will find a way. We will find something for them to do. We're just looking for the support of the community to come out and give us a hand.
Yeah, this is the community's radio station. This radio station does not belong to Rod or myself. This is a nonprofit, and you will get exactly out of this nonprofit what the community puts into it. And we hope the community will embrace us and come out. And you know, if the community said we need a show on this topic, and they could underwrite it and they could support it, we certainly would consider putting whatever the community needs on the air. That's why we're here.
So volunteers then don't necessarily have to have a background in radio or be technical. Is that right?
Neither Rod nor I have a background in radio.
We learned.
and one of the ladies one time came in and says, I said, you want to be the news director? She goes, oh my goodness, I've never been a news director. I said, lady, I've never been in a radio station. But that's not going to hold us back. So I think part of the lack of experience and sort of the learning and making mistakes as we go sort of as part of our charm. You know, I don't think anyone, when we filed our initial FCC report, I don't think anybody took us very seriously. I don't think anybody, I know no one thought we would get to this point. And the fact that we're here is a testament to to Rod and my commitment. But it's also a testament to perseverance. You know, when someone looks at me and says, man, you own a radio station, I said, oh my God, you have no idea how hard it was and how many nights I had to stay up. And, you know, I put my family, my kids go to bed and my wife goes to bed, and Rod and I are on the phone and we're emailing back and forth trying to figure out what, it's like a second full-time job, or for Rod, a fifth full-time job. What crisis do we have to overcome today? And it's been a testament to just commitment and hard work.
So before we go, is there anything else you'd like to say to the project? Anybody you'd like to send a shout out to who was there in the early days and helped you get started?
I'd like to thank my family for understanding that Daddy's not always going to be there because he's trying to build something to better the community. I'd like to thank you know, Kristen Zakis was the first person I went to when this idea came up. She had some guidance for me. Coy Barefoot was a big good sounding board for us. Joe Thomas at 107.5, I met him at the toy lift last year, or it was the year before last, and we had a really nice conversation. I think other people in the local media, the local sort of show hosts, have really been kind to us. Brad Savage Brad's been in here several times, and he's really rooting for us to succeed. We were sorry to see him go to Ohio, but he's really done he wants us to succeed, and as does everybody else. And I want to thank Rod. Rod's been there for us. I've never started the business before, so I'm going through all the anxiety that Rod went through when he was 18, 19 years old, of trying to pay the bills, wondering where the money's going to come from. And this, and the anxiety for me has kind of been consuming. So I call Rod. I was like, Rod, tell me this is normal. He says, you'll be fine. So I've looked toward his wisdom of what it's like to own a business, which I never knew was going to be this hard.
Rod, last word.
Yeah, I like to give a thank you from both my father and mother for having me and letting me be here to give back to the community. You know, Rome wasn't built overnight, and I keep telling Jeff that with the late night phone calls of, hey, is it going to be okay? Have you ever dealt with this? You know, again, it's one day at a time. We take step for step, and we get through it together. It's not a one-man thing. He'll come to me for advice. I'll come to him. At the end of the day, we've got each other's back, and we have a goal that we want to focus on, and we will get it done. And, you know, I just want to thank you for having us today. And, again, having a great partner like Jeff to be behind me, and I'll keep pushing him in the right way.
I've been talking with Jeff Leonard and Rod Howard about Charlottesville's newest FM radio station, WPBC 94.7. Gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Let's compare phones, Rod. Who got the most texts during that interview? I got three.
I had four phone calls and eight texts. Emails, 24.
Thanks for having us. It's been great to meet you.
From the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.